Yes, we had a wonderful time at both Young Lions and The Getaway. It was incredible. Now, something that we do in Bridge Youth is called Own It. Okay, so you're very privileged and honoured today. Because Own It, what Own It is it... I've grown up in a Christian family. I've grown up in church. And when you've grown up in church, there can be the temptation that your relationship with God is kind of, you rely on your parents or your youth leaders. Well, a good few years back in Bridge Youth, we all talked about how we didn't want to have our relationship, that it was through somebody else, but we wanted to own our own relationship with God. And so we started something where young people themselves come and share a devotion, a testimony, something that God's doing in their life as that thing of their owning their relationship with God, that they're doing something themselves about their relationship with God. And so at The Getaway, we took this to another level. It was incredible because we had an Own It wheel where we spun it, and then when the name come up, it was their time to share their Own It. And so this morning, we thought we would treat you with one of our Own It wheels with some of our young people, okay? But you need, when we do this at Bridge Youth, okay, we are very vocal. We cheer people on, we clap, we really, really encourage people. So are you all up for joining me in that? Okay, so to start off, if we can all just start with going spin that wheel, okay? Are we ready? Just let's try one. So spin that wheel. Okay. So let's go after three. One, two, three. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Panache! Come on, Panache.
So, how's everyone doing today? So, I'm just going to go straight for it. I was born and raised a Christian, but I never really understood or felt the need to care about going to church. And by me thinking I've gone to church, I thought that was me done for the week. But as I grew older, I realised I needed to change my ways, but I never knew how to, because I would struggle to read my Bible, pray, and etc. I remember the first time I felt something is when me and a few of the academy people came to one of the worship nights, and I was feeling anxious, and when they called us out to get prayed for, everything I was thinking of, one of the leaders said, and I knew God was with me. And I also experienced this at The Getaway when we was all in a circle together, and it hit me how God was working throughout the atmosphere as other young people were singing and crying. It showed me that we were not alone and that us coming as a community was a blessing, especially as young people, because I feel like it's more easy for us to give up on these things due to surroundings, friendship groups, and being with the wrong people and not feeling wanted. And I know some of you can relate with me on that one. But I feel like all that build-up I was feeling has been removed, as I have been blessed with people I would never expect to talk to. And having the opportunity to join academy, knowing that other people want to seek God more and learn more to help others who need that, which I feel like is really powerful. Yeah. And I feel like even that circle at the end, just knowing that God is using us for his vision is crazy. And us crying during the worship and prayer is the Holy Spirit cleansing us. And that just makes me want to change even more every day. It makes me want to seek God when I have bad days. And even when I have bad days, I ask myself, can I seek God when my life isn't going well? Because I tend to give up and have the mindset to feel like I'm just not good enough every time. And when I feel like that, I think to myself, seeking God's heart is the heart of how Jesus instructed us to love God. And now I'm proud to say that I found a family and a safe spot here, and that God is amazing. And I just want to thank everyone from Bridge for that.
Incredible. It takes a lot of courage to come up here and share. That's so well done. Okay, we're ready again. Spin that wheel. 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 Keep going. Spin that wheel. Spin. It is going to spin. Keep going. Spin that wheel. Here we go. Janie.
Hiya. So a lot of people don't know this, but Bridge Youth had a massive part to play in actually like saving my life. A couple of years ago, and I still struggle today, I came to a fast decline in my mental health. I was coping with my feelings in really unhealthy ways. And it came to the point that I just didn't want to be here anymore. And my parents really drove me to get out of the house and socialise. And I'm so grateful because I've ended up with this amazing family. I shared devotion at Getaway, which I'm going to share now, but I was too scared to admit that what I shared I actually find hard to believe myself, and that sometimes I relate a lot more than I would like to admit. So with that, the verse that I was looking at is in Kings, about Elijah, and it goes, while he himself went a day's journey into wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Sometimes I feel like mental health can be a bit of a taboo in the Christian community, and you can brush it to the side and say that you'll be okay, God has got you. And whilst I believe that completely, I think it's easy to forget that everyone in the Bible struggled too, and that nobody is perfect. So for instance, Elijah prayed to take his own life, Job wished he'd never been born, David was depressed, and Jonah ran away from God. This to me is written proof that we are not alone, and God loves us through our struggles as well as when we're at peace. After Elijah prays his prayer and sleeps, one angel touched him and said, arise and eat, and there by his head was water and food. The angel came back a second time and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. God gave Elijah the strength to keep on going. He ministered to Elijah's physical needs, but also gave him time to recover from his spiritual depression. This shows that God did not demand an immediate recovery from Elijah, and instead encouraged him, showing once again that it's a journey, not a race. To me, this shows the power of prayer, that we're able to go to the Lord and say, I have had enough, and know in full confidence that God is by our side. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but I think sometimes this is the evidence that we actually need, and that God chose his people regardless of their struggles and imperfections, because we are made in his image, and we shouldn't hide ourselves from God and instead bring all our problems to his feet, because he loves us regardless. I'm not trying to normalise anything or saying that all your problems will end when you pray, but just know that you shouldn't be ashamed. Go to God and have the strength to say, I have had enough, Lord, and see the miracles that honesty brings. Thank you.
Well done, Janie. Incredible. Okay, let's go again. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Where are we? Chris Katera, come on down.
Hello. My name is Chris, and today I'm going to be speaking about faith. And I feel like often it's like overlooked. And if I was to ask you what's the definition of faith, not many people can know. So in Hebrews 1, it defines faith as, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I feel like faith can be like oxygen, like you can't see it, but without it, like your relationship with God will like suffocate and like die. And I feel like that is like a vital thing that all Christians need. And if you read like further on in Hebrews, it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek him. And that shows how like faith is like the fundamentals of Christianity, and how if you want to please God, like you need faith. And I was in the car this morning, and then my sister put on the song. It said like, I forgot the song name, but then it said something like, you want Monday morning faith just as well as Sunday morning faith. And like, I feel like on Sunday morning, like you're ready, like you're with your family, everyone's going to church. But on a Monday morning, you may like put that faith aside, put that faith and like leave it at home. and like go about your day alone. But I feel like that's not what God wants. He wants you to bring that faith with you everywhere you go, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the whole week. And I feel like faith could be like a muscle, and it's never like stagnant, and like it's always like progressing, and you should always like want to build on that faith and always want to grow on that faith as well. And I feel like my journey, my walk with God has been not amazing all the time. Sometimes like I get away, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm in love with like God and that, and like I want to read the Bible and stuff and that at Young Lions. But when like, I go back into school, it's never been that same desire when I come back from school. And I feel like my walk with faith I've been slouching a lot, and I feel like I should like step out in faith and stand tall. And I feel like that's what everyone should strive to do in faith. And yeah, I just want to end this by saying, like, how are you walking with faith? And everyone should be standing tall with faith, and everyone should try to build on it. So yeah.
Should we do one more? Yeah, okay, let's go. Spin that wheel. Spin that wheel. Do turn. There you go.
So at Getaway, I shared a devotion on Our Own It's, and I was going to share that today, but I just felt like God was kind of speaking to me over this one thing. So I'm going to be sharing a bit of like a testimony / devotion. So going into Young Lions, there's this thing called the prophecy chair, which you share on like the last night, where you all sit with your coaching group and one person sits in the middle and everyone just stands around and like prophesies over them, like what God's speaking to them through you. And I was like so anxious about this, because I think like a big thing for me is like doubt in my faith, and like I was so like doubtful about how like God was actually going to speak to me, if he was going to speak to me, like if it was going to be authentic. And I just had so many like things going through my head. And on the prophecy chair, it come to my coach, and I prophesied over him that he was like struggling walking up a mountain. He was struggling, he was on his own, and then like a group of people came behind him and like really helped him walk up that mountain. And yeah, and then the next morning he basically was just saying to me like, Duta, when you shared to me about that mountain, like an hour before that, I just spoke with like one of my leaders, and I talked about how I try and like I've been going through something, I've been battling something, and I've been going through it on my own. And he was just saying like the importance of community around you, and that was so like reassuring for me to know that like God does speak to us in unimaginable ways, and like when you really doubt yourself, he like reassures you. So I got the verse, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. That's 1 Peter 4 verse 10. And I just think like when there's so much doubt in our minds, like even when it's like sometimes shameful to admit, God will speak to you in ways, and like he will reassure you. And I just like think we should just embrace like what God has for us and just kind of like give everything, because don't hold back. And yeah, that's it.
Well done, Dusa. I want to hear another, so we'll go again if that's okay. Spin that wheel. Has that stopped? Are we good? Done? No? Oh, it's good. Oh, two to choose from. Cherie!
Hello. So at Young Lions for the second years, a thing we had to do was called preach it. So you had an hour to like prepare a preach, and you had to say it in front of a small group of people. So this is the one that I made in the hour, and I said it at Guestway, and I'm going to say it again. So I feel like as humans, we really like try and seek approval from others and like really follow trends. So if it's like the clothes that you wear or the way that you speak or just the TV shows you watch, we all follow trends really like easily. And I feel like kind of a strong example of this is when you find yourself spending a lot of time with someone, you really mimic what they do. And you do the same actions or the same things. So another example of this is I have an older sister called Charlotte. And I found myself realizing that I literally mimic everything that she does. So if it's like weird words that she's created that just make no sense, I will say that word for the next like year. Like I won't stop saying it. If it's the clothes that she's buying, I'm putting it on like the next day to see how it looks on me. And I've realized that it's because I spend so much time with her. Obviously, I've known her all my life. And I talk to her nearly every day. So I mimic everything that she does. So I feel like if we put this in the perspective of looking at God, if we spend a lot of time with him, we'll tend to mimic and do the same things that he says that we should do. So in Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, "My word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." And it just shows that the word of God is literally just the path that you should be following. It's a trend that you should be trying to aspire to go through. And I feel like if we're just spending time with the word of God, if it's just listening to like worship music, reading a Bible, surrounding yourself like with people who talk about Jesus, then you're going to be able to mimic and act in the way that he does. So why should we be following the trends of the world when we could be following the trends of the Bible? That's all I've got.
We have got one left, and I think we'll listen to you, Danielle, because you've got a lot to share. So can we all give a big round of applause for Daniela, who is incredible.
Hi. So usually I'm quite an awkward person, and I think a year ago I would not imagine myself up here. I probably would have run away if Natalie asked me to do something. But from Young Lions, I think my confidence has just grown so much. And going into it, that's something I really prayed for, was that boldness and that stepping out of my comfort zone. And a verse that I'm really trying to rely on recently is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through God who strengthens me. So from this, I'm just think whenever I'm scared or I'm struggling or going through hard times, just knowing that God gives us strength and I don't need to be afraid when facing challenges. Instead, I can just pray about them and know that God is like constantly strengthening us and is always on our side and he's always with us. And also, he doesn't want us to go through challenges on our own. I know that in society, it can be like a huge thing that we need to rely on our own strength, that I don't need to go to anyone else for help. And I think that's something I personally really struggle with. But we can't get through these challenges alone, and we really need him. And we're encouraged to turn to God in hard times. And I think just knowing that if God brings you through a situation, he's going to get you out of that situation as well. And just take an assurance that nothing is impossible for God. Like, he makes the impossible possible, and he's higher than anything. So just take an assurance in the fact that he's all-powerful and there's no limit to his power. So we can just stay determined through him. And I think that even from the Guestway as well, and seeing everyone do their own it's and me doing my own it for the first time, I was really nervous about. But being in this community, especially at Bridge Youth, that's so supportive and filled with everyone like on the same path, we're all trying to pursue God. I think it's such an encouraging environment that's really helped me strengthen my faith and my confidence as well. So what I wanted to say basically is that all these camps that we've been through have really strengthened my faith and my boldness. And I think that's something that I'm trying to keep on building on. And I'm really grateful for Bridge Youth for helping that happen. So yeah.
Just give all of them another massive round of applause, because it does take. Well done, guys. That was all brilliant. Well done. I just wanted to give you a little overview of where we feel what God is speaking to us as Bridge Youth at the minute. And one of the things when we were at the getaway on one of the nights where a lot of the young people have been referring to, where people were around and were putting their arms on each other in unity, that actually as Bridge Youth, we are not like another youth group that might be out there that... Actually, there's something different, because what we actually seek to do is to encounter God and give other people the opportunity to encounter God too, to give other young people the opportunity to encounter God, because we know that God has changed our lives. And so we've kind of been journeying as a youth group through this together, and God has been so faithful. Like, we have seen so many encounters where we have encountered God, and I really appreciate everyone's prayers and people that have been praying for us. And also to want to take the opportunity to say a massive thank you to the youth team, to the kitchen team, and everybody that's been involved in this. But one of the things that we spoke about at the getaway comes from Galatians 3 verse 26 to 27, and it says, "So in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." And we spoke about how actually there's so many things that we can be tempted to clothe ourselves with, that actually that the world might try to offer us, or things that like kind of going along with the norm, whether that's like gossiping with your mates, whether that's like turning to unhelpful coping mechanisms, all these different things that we can put on our life and we can clothe ourselves with. But actually we're saying the only thing that we want to clothe ourselves with is Jesus. That actually as children of God, we want to clothe ourselves with Jesus. But then actually we've been journeying as a youth group that we don't only want to clothe ourselves with Jesus, but we want to wear Jesus well. That in our world we want to go and we want people to see Jesus in us. And so a verse that we, on Friday we were journeying through, was Colossians 3 verse 12. And it says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." And also around that verse, it talks about the importance of love. So we, as Bridge Youth, have really, for us, it feels like that season of God is like giving us courage, boldness to go out into our world and wear Jesus well. That actually when people look at us, that they go, actually there's something different about them, and it's Jesus. And that actually for us as a community, that one of the thing that we want it to be is that people would look at us and say, how do they love each other so well? Like, how are they great friends? How are they that? But it's because of Jesus in us, in that. And there was something as we came to this morning, I really just got the felt of that sense of, for our young people, that whole kind of commissioning for them, that as they go into their world, that as a church we're standing with them and believing that actually God's going to give them everything they need to go out and stand with courage, that we know it, the Holy Spirit gives us power to do that. And so what we wanted to take an opportunity this morning, and the young people don't know we're doing this, is for the young people to just come here at the front, and for us as a church just to reach out our hands and really pray over them. On Friday night when we had youth, we were massively blessed by there were people in the Life Centre and people at home that were really praying for us. And I, in this season, I've just once again really been reminded of the power of prayer and the difference it makes. And so Dan challenged us earlier about covering our young people in prayer. Well, the best time to start is for us this morning, right now. So if young people, if you want to just come down here at the front, just did this bit here. And if we can all stand as a church family and just, let's just reach our hands over them and pray for them where you are. Just be praying for that courage and boldness as they go and wear Jesus well in their worlds. As we do this, we, if the band, do you want to come back up and they'll go? Okay, let's go. Let's all just pray over them now and pray over our young people.
Father, I thank you for our young people. I thank you for the absolute blessing that they are to us. And Lord, I pray that you would pour your Holy Spirit on them in a way that we can't imagine. Lord, I pray that you would fill each of them right now with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you would fill them with boldness and confidence. Father, I pray that they would know that their identity is in you. Jesus, that their identity comes from you, Jesus. Father, I pray that everything that's going on around them in the world, all the complicated things that they deal with as teenagers, Lord, I pray that they will constantly come back to the fact that their identity is in you, Jesus. Father, I pray that you would give them boldness. Father, I pray that they wouldn't slouch, like Chris said, but they would stand up tall. They would dare to be different. And they would be movers and shakers in their generation. Father, I pray that they would challenge us as a church, Lord, that they would be so full of you, Jesus, that we would be amazed and surprised at them, Father, and that we would want to be doing what they're doing because they're so in love with you. Father, I pray, Lord, bless these young people. We lift them up to you. We've got their backs, and we want you to know that we've got your back. We've got your backs. We're praying for you. We're rooting for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lord, yes, thank you for this generation. And I want to thank you for every single teenager, young person in this room. I want to thank you that you are with them. I want to thank you for your Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for a sense of belonging, a sense of being part of this place, being part of this community, part of this church. I want to thank you that they don't feel on their own, but your Spirit is going to guide them. I want to thank you that they have each other to look at, to encourage each other, to learn from each other. I want to thank you for every single leader in this place that are impacting their life. I want to thank you that their Holy Spirit is just going to grow in them in faith. And I want to thank you that they are not on their own, but you, Lord, I want to thank you that you are impacting their life and they want to be impacted. I want to worship you in the name of Jesus.